This is TV's premiere week, but to me this is about 5 months late. Does anyone else remember when all the new shows began and the old shows returned in September? It was an exciting time. We went back to school or work after Labor Day, and then that was the month we got all revved up for new programming. I am referring to network shows. However, somewhere along the line things changed. I'm not quite sure if it happened during COVID or when writers went on strike, but schedules got all messed up, leaving viewers confused. Messing with viewing habits has always been the kiss of death. Once you lose loyal fans, that's the end. Say what you will, but people are creatures of habit. We like our favorite shows to air on the time and the night and the dates we are accustomed to. I understand there is time shifting and PVR opportunities, but I still like to watch a show the same day it airs. Have your viewing habits changed as much as mine over time? I was an avid television viewer, but, to be honest, with all the delays and cancellations, I completely changed how and when I watch. Even if the show is on its regular run, by the time they preempt for special sporting events, U.S. election coverage or holidays, it annoys me. Perhaps I take things too personally, but it makes me feel disrespected. I would say I very rarely watch what I call regular TV. I have completely switched to YouTube for true crime coverage. All this monkeying around with schedules also leads many of us to go to streaming services. If regular TV was offering what the viewer wanted, would we really be willing to pay extra monthly fees for episodic TV or movies? But, back to premiere week. I can already hear some family room discussions. What show is this again? What happened to that guy last season? Season 6. I don't remember any of these people. I would guess there are only about 4 programs I would never miss, but with the myriad of channels and offerings, that's pitiful. Not only that, but when they return they may offer us a whole 10 episodes. The norm used to be 20 to 24. Well, thanks for the massive effort, slackers. My favorite show, The Good Doctor, is coming back this month and will wrap up its entire run by April. This gives me, cancelitis, the sick feeling you experience when your favorite show is ending. When we last left our sweet Dr. Sean Murphy, he and Leah just had a baby. The baby is likely now in college. I saw a preview for Station 19 and I had no recollection of us leaving a character injured or dead on a floor. I also can't remember the storyline. In truth, I can't remember that character's name. In this show, however, it's easy to catch up. Everybody just waits for an alarm by sleeping with each other. Also, sometimes there's a fire. NCIS, the original, not the 13 different incarnations, still interests me, but not so much without Mark Harmon as the lead. Now, with the passing of Ducky, David McCallum, it becomes somewhat less interesting. The Rookie is another favorite, but again I can't for the life of me remember where we left off with John Nolan and the gang. Without flashbacks, I will be completely lost. However, if I have to do a deep dive on the previous seasons before I am up to speed, I am not likely to do it. Let's accept the fact we are lazy and want entertainment served up without any effort. Same time, same station. The powers that be did not consult me about my viewing habits and preferences, so once again I will just sit down, shut up and try to enjoy whatever they offer up.